This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
This might be the dumbest parking ticket of all time. And I got to admit, it's pretty dumb. And I've had some dumb ones.
Parking ticket.
There are times, I've had times when I live in San Francisco. I've had times when I've mostly just been working here and shopping in the area. But I've always dealt with certain times where you're like, just want to go in that place. I'm just trying to find a spot to put this car for 10 minutes.
Right.
I don't understand why there were, and I forget it. I'm putting it here and I'm running in and they got me.
Right. It's a hydrant or you double park or something. You just needed to run in. I want to patronize this local brick and mortar.
And sure, now I know never to stop again.
Right.
Great. A man in Montreal is fighting a parking. This is Canada, everyone.
All right.
Montreal is fighting a parking ticket that his daughter got in front of their home. It happened on April 1st.
Oh.
But it's not an April Fool's joke.
Hmm.
Early in the morning, the city installed signage for a brand new bus stop in front of the man's house. The sign is actually in his front lawn. The crew finished up about 7:55 and 10 minutes after the sign was put up, parking enforcement came by and gave his daughter a parking ticket for her car blocking the bus stop. Her car had been there overnight before the bus stop even existed. So there she is.
So they just like overnight, they created a new bus stop and no one in the neighborhood even knew that the bus stop was going in.
The man said they were given no advance warning about the bus stop coming.
Right.
There's no way they could have known.
They're not fighting the bus stop, though. All they're doing is saying she was parked there before you even built. How much do they want?
The city agrees. They said that you're right. This does seem unjust.
Oh,
unfortunately, the ticket will not be reversed. They say once a ticket is written,
sacre bleu,
there's nothing we can do.
Nothing. There's nothing you can do about it.
The man is contesting this madness.
Hell yeah!
But he's annoyed that he has to spend his time and energy on something so stupid. Hey, listen, that is one of those things.
That's where life.
There it is. Sometimes there is no justice.
Right. It's like when your identity gets stolen,
you have to straighten it out.
You've got to do it.
Oh, I've
when
even
you
had
get ticketed.
With one of the phone companies that we get service through, I was like, called them. You go through all the stuff.
Yes.
And then you're like, look at my plan. I'm being overcharged. I need to show you what it, and they went, oh yeah, you are. Okay. All right. Fix it, please. Okay. Hang up. Everything's fine. Except it's not. It's not even close to fixed. The next time I get charged even more. I call them again.
Oh my God.
You know how you got to like get on the phone and go through the tree and start this. And then
you basically have to allot time for it.
By the fourth time I called them, I was at the point where I went, manager, just get me. And then the guy gets on the phone. He looks at all the notes and he goes, oh, this really has been a lot of work on your part. I go, yes.
Thank you so much for noticing how much work I've done.
It's been hours. And he's
so
and I go,
disconnect?
How is it? And he goes, sometimes they put the stuff in and then it doesn't click into place and it just sat there undone.
four times.
And I went,
and is it fixed now? And did you get retroactively paid back for the, they didn't give you some kind of a bill credit?
Well, I would like some sandwiches for the time spent sitting on the sidelines there.
Oh, you had like a list of demands?
I was sitting there like, I'm checking out
the sidelines of life.
I got to be over here doing this while everybody else is busy in their world. You know what I mean?
I do. I'm so sorry.
Even the missus walked by and was like, thanks for doing that. That seems like a, because we're both on the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for doing that. That seems, and I'm like, yeah, this sucks, Beavis.
Yeah.
Really, really,
sometimes you really do have to brace yourself for, like, do I have the time and am I in the frame of mind to tackle this?
I got
to
get a bottle, a drink of water.
Oh, thank God.
I got to sit down. No, you know what I mean.
I was like, a bottle of
drink. I got to, you know, you got to, all right, let me make sure I've got an iPad to watch. I got to, like.
All right. Deck of cards. I got to play some solitaire here so I can make sure I don't miss this call.
Anyway, back to the point, which is this guy has to contest this insanity or just pay the ticket. What do you do?
Well, do you know how much, what was the ticket cost?
It doesn't say.
So is it like $70?
Are you a principal guy? Or are you a, I need to be removed from this
personally,
annoyance.
I'm a throw money at it guy. Because I feel like I don't have all day for it. But I appreciate that some people are principal people.
John?
You
want to make a phone call?
John, this is happening. All right, great. I'm going to just pay it then.
Let me scratch out a check.
I probably just pay it. Especially if it comes back at me a couple times. I would be like, but I'd pay it. So what did he do?
He's still fighting it.
Oh, he's still. This just happened. Is ongoing.
This is April 1st.
Oh, right.
It just happened.
I just pay it, dude.
Don't just pay it.
And you know why just pay it? Because not only is this thing not going away, you're going to have penalties and interest. And in the end, when you do pay it, you're going to pay a lot more. Just pay it. I don't know. I just, sometimes you just got to let things go. Other times you got to fight it to the death. Whatever you choose, it's the right choice.
Maddie, to the death. Or scratch a check.
Tell the truth.
I would like to think I would fight it, but most likely I would just want it to go away.
Yep.
And if I had the money, you know, I would do it.
Just I guess it. If you don't have the money, then you fight it.
Yes.
What about you, Bobby?
Bobby. I know exactly what I would do. I would say, this is ridiculous. Mm. There's no way I'm paying this. I'm going to fight it.
I'm taking it to City Hall.
And then I would never get around to it. Oh. And then one or two late fees later, I would pay it.
Oh, you know what? She knows herself.
Ba 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 baran. Ba 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 baran. I don't like it.
You want to try it and give it another try?
No. I want you to give it a try.
Just do ba 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 b one.
No.
Ba 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 b one.
No, you
like as in she won.
You what?
I like this one. This one's great.
Ba 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 baran. Ba 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 baran.
You know what? I'm fine with that one too.
I love it.
Yeah, let's just keep it. By the way, Jenny just told me, she was like, I will never not fight that ticket. She goes, in this case, to the death. Fighting that parking ticket, they will not get my money. I will become mayor of that town before they see a dime. Put me in, coach. I got this. That's direct from our little goth girl.
I wouldn't mess with Jane.
Oh my God. She definitely, you know what? You don't dress all goth and like really marry that for your whole life and then not be like, what? And like her eyes will light up with like red laser beams. She's definitely got fangs. She's going to tear the throat out of these people.
707 says, this parking ticket's a no-brainer. Pay the fine and then cut the sign down. It'll cost the city more to...
Oh, that's a great idea. Just keep doing it too. Like every time they put it up, just cut it down and be like, well, ding, there's a, that's my traffic ticket paid for that.
You know what the problem becomes?
What?
Now
bitterness.
You're this guy.
Yeah.
Now you're this person in at,
right.
We're at war.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.